summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning, Dodge. Now, looking at US stocks, boy, are they flying. We've seen more record closes with these indices in recent months. Now, in recent weeks. Now, I'd like to know your thoughts. Do you think this is the traditional year-end rally, the Santa Claus rally, or is this rally brought on by Trump's plan for fiscal expansion? Is this the Trump bump? What do you think?
Good morning, Melissa. And the answer is yes and yes. Seasonally, we are just about through the 2 to 3 day pullback that we traditionally have after the Thanksgiving holiday, and then we're looking towards the Santa Claus and year-end rally, which we're going to be starting shortly. That also comes at a time when Trump has not been inaugurated yet, and there's hope. Right now, the hope is that decisions will be made more from a business perspective rather than a political perspective, changing the environment, and there's hope. And so the two come together at a good time of the year. We have a lot to look forward to. Whether there's delivery or not, that's a question that's going to be answered in the future. But for now, the market is quite positive and will remain so till the end of the year.
So you reckon the rally is likely to continue at least till inauguration? I've been reading some comments. They say this rally is looking a bit overdone. Which side of the camp do you fall on?
Yes, it is a bit overdone in that it is accelerated based on the initial hope and the initial surprise. But we do expect to have a continued positive outlook at least through to the end of the year, particularly in airlines, banks, steel, aerospace, defense, industrial machinery. Also, we're going to see, Melissa, a continued interest in the smaller cap stocks, the Russell 2000 type stocks over here. Now, if you want to talk longer term, that's going to be a different story. But for now, there has been an apparent shift in the emphasis from our defensive to cyclical stocks, and yet that shift has really not affected the key measures of supply and demand, which continue to offer a virtually unanimous verdict of a healthy primary uptrend. In turn, this verdict suggests that the current bull market, although it's aging, yes, still has some weeks, maybe months more to run.
Ah, I see. So we've been in a bull cycle since 2009. You're saying that you think this bull cycle has only months left?
Well, it has to prove itself. There is an increasing emphasis now as we monitor the market on market segmentation, that is, the performance of large, mid, and small cap stocks. What we've seen is that the segmentation can provide important insights into the selectivity that precedes major market tops. Historically, the selective strength occurs in the last stages of a bull market. It occurs first with small cap stocks, then it migrates to mid cap stocks, and finally it shifts to large caps, which typically are considered as safe havens, and the last to succumb to sellers. We see an increasing strength in the small cap stocks. So, yes, it is an aging bull market, so at some point the trend will become more questionable and less positive. It's not going to happen in the near future. It will take time for this to work through, and there's hope in the market, and there are all sorts of reasons now for it to continue for some time, and for the bull market that we have, and it's, Melissa, it is aging, to continue. But we do have to monitor it and be ready for a potential change in the market psychology.
Well, Dodge, one potential span in the works for this psychology to change is, of course, the Fed. Now, if they stick to their current stance of perhaps a December rate hike and maybe a couple more next year, that could keep markets, this bull market, going. But what happens if you see a stronger monetary tightening that could perhaps offset the fiscal easing or the fiscal expansion plans of Trump?
Yes. Now, Melissa, you said two things. One is December. The tightening is baked into the market now. It is expected. But when you mention several increases next year, yes, those are possible. And it's the fact that there could be several increases that is, based on what's happened in the last 2 years, is really accelerating the increase in interest rates. Now, if that happens, from a fundamental, from an economic point of view, it has to be supported, and so the news would be good that our economy is getting stronger and can afford to support higher interest rates. But it's the timing and the perspective of whether the increase comes when the market, when the economy is strong enough to support it or not. And that could maybe not knock the economy off its seat, but at least question it, the economy, not from a fundamental point of view, but from a market point of view. And there's a difference between the fundamentals of an economy and the stock market that values the future of the economy.
Dodge, let's take a quick look at the OPEC meeting that's expected to happen later today in Vienna. Are you holding your breath for a production cut deal today?
Well, yesterday there was a 4% downturn in the price of crude. So there's a question if the deal is going to happen. The question still remains. And now we're beginning to wonder if the deal is even necessary at this point. Looking at the decision tomorrow, yes. Or today, in your terms, we see some big players: Iraq, Iran, Turkey. It's not certain that there will be a deal, and yes, the price of oil will continue to trade it as a commodity, not in terms of the decision that's going to be based in the next couple of hours. But we really need to look longer term in terms of how it's going to affect our markets. We really are in a 4 to 5 year cycle that started back in 2014. The trough was reached in January and February. 2017 is going to be a very important year for rebalancing our supply and demand. Up until then, I suspect that oil is going to trade as a commodity. It could back down to 30 and 40, but we do not expect that to last. Iraq and Iran just cannot continue to support itself. It needs to have, both need to have higher prices, and so there will be significant trouble if the price stays in the 40s or backs off. So we suspect that there will be a look to the upside and that there will be support for an, the continued increase in the price of oil beyond the 50 to 55 range.
Thank you so much. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lendo & Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!